This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I know the defending part's been better, but is there something that doesn't click?
Well, I've said, you know, we got healthy as a team. You know, we got some people back in the lineup, which hurt. We still have some out, but, you know, we got Norris back in. I think we've settled into some pretty consistent lines. And our team play has been good. You know, we're playing well in all three zones. I think the desperation to win games and real tight games has been good. Our goaltending has been something that's been strong for us and helped us win games. So we've been kind of firing on all cylinders.
You know, Benson is one of those guys who the numbers are stark when he's been in the lineup and when he's been out hurt. I mean, what has he brought to the table, not just offensively, just being a gnat, but just in terms of, you know, winning, making the right plays?
Yeah, you know, I think his hockey IQ is real good. He plays the game the right way. I think he knows the situation inside the game. He's a guy that's really hard on the puck, gets in on it quickly. He's a tough guy when it comes to trying to get it from him. I mean, he's small, and I think the leverage sometimes is tough on him. And he's great at getting away from people.
I know you talked the other day about Tyson Kozak's ready, but it's been a while now. He's coming off injury. Might you just send him down for a few rehab games just to get him into some games?
We haven't considered that yet. I think this extra time has been good for him. I think we'd have no issue putting him in a game. I think he's comfortable going in, and I think we're going to need him here.
I saw you guys called up Zach Jones. Will he be in tonight for you guys?
I will not, no.
You beat the game the other night, so you have the 10-game winning streak, and it's a hot streak, and then you lose. And then in the Vancouver game, you know, you have a lead, and it starts to wilt away from you. But I wonder what you saw from your group when you called the timeout, and if that is this another one of those indications to you that these guys are getting it.
Yeah, you know, all we talked about is we're going to be in the situation. The timeout was just to talk about we're going to be in the situation a lot of times, and the fact we had been in the situation before and succeeded was where we weren't going to change anything, just take care of the details inside the game. And when it got desperate inside of our end, we've always talked about pack it in tight. And I thought, well, for the most part, we did the right thing. We played such a good game to that point where the first one went in. And, obviously, I think the accidental high stick hurt us. God gave them a little momentum. But, again, I thought it was a test that we passed. Probably last year that game might have went south on us.
This is Colton Ellis' first trip through the National Hockey League. Have you noticed so far that it doesn't seem like anything's too big for him, whether it was his first NHL start or whatever, or being in big arenas or whatever it might be? Have you noticed that? He just doesn't seem to be fazed by any of this.
Yeah, I think he's got that demeanor. Goaltenders, you have all different kinds and all different personalities, but I think he has the belief that he's a good goaltender, that there's a reason that he's here, and when he plays, he's confident that he can get the job done. I think that starts with how he practices and how he prepares. He spends a lot of time making sure that he's ready for the game or for the practice he's going into.
You got three guys going to the Olympics. You come here today, you see the crowd of people. Your team is going to be a big story as things move forward if you stay where you are. I mean, how prepared are you for the amount of attention? These guys really haven't gotten much in their careers.
Yeah, I think it's something at some point we'll address. It's great to see. I mean, starting first and foremost with the energy in our building. And now a little bit of recognition for how well it's been going for us. You got to focus on the game at hand, take it one game at a time, not get ahead of yourself. Stay humble, because we know it's a tough league. Every night's a tough game.
Are you seeing that from this group? Because you've been around a long time. You know that teams can get happy in December and January.
Yeah, I think we went through a little tough stretch there in November. We had quite a few bodies out. I think you use that adversity to make yourself stronger, and I think we did. We understood that there was areas of our game had to get better, and we've continued to work on that part of it.
Because of injury.
You guys have won 10 of 11, but obviously a couple of losses you could drop back to, like, whatever, 14th or 15th in the conference. What do you make of just how tight the East is from top to bottom? It's crazy.
A lot of good teams. You know, you look at every team is over 500. You know, the East has been kind of dominating the West. So you know that any given night, if you have a little bit of an off night, you can be on the losing end of a hockey game. You know, when you look at it, you can't go into a game thinking, well, this is going to be a little bit easier. There's a challenge every night that doesn't matter who you play.
Because of injuries, you've had to use Bryson and Metsä together. You spot them at times, but still, it doesn't seem like you're afraid to throw them out there either. Is there something that you've liked about that pair? What have you thought of that pair so far?
You know what? I've liked when they've kept the game simple. You know, I believe they can play against anybody. It really doesn't. You know, I think as well as a couple of our top guys are playing, they get the majority of the minutes. But we're not afraid to play them against anybody. I think they're doing a great job with breakouts. Defending-wise, they've been in real good position. So they've been a solid pair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.